You're listening into a pregame interview right here on KATE. Ahead of the Albert Lea football matchup this week against Faribault back on the brand new Jim Gustafson Field, we're chatting with head coach Corey Black about that matchup. And coach, I want to get to that in a minute, but first let's get away from football for a minute. One of your assistant coaches has been named the new head boys basketball coach at Albert Lea. Lant Benavidez is going to be taking over the program. What can you tell us just about who he is as a coach?
Yeah, you know, Lance is a guy who makes great connections with the student athletes. You know, he's kind of the first contact person for a lot of the guys on our team, and he does a great job, you know, communicating that kids have worth outside of the world of athletics, and that they really need to work hard in school to be able to put themselves in the best place to succeed. So I'm really excited for him to kind of be able to increase his mentorship within our community here in Albert Lea, and you know, he's a great guy for that position.
Have you ever played hoops with him or anything? You know, does he have the stuff to be able to stack up and keep that program going good?
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty athletic. Seen him shoot a couple times, so he's got a sweet little shot. So,
all right,
I'm sure he'll do just well.
All right, well, I might have to get you guys on the court at some point too. I'm from Indiana, so we gotta get that going too. But we'll get back to football here. Give us a little rundown of what you've seen from Faribault so far. We talked a little bit about it last week on Saturday. Team that hasn't won yet, you mentioned, going to have a chip on the shoulder, and you guys are already well familiar with that kind of a situation. But just with what you're seeing on the tape, what have you got about Faribault?
Yeah, you know, they have a couple of very good running backs, and they have an offensive line that I think is underrated. I really think that they're going to test us, and they're really going to stick to their running game and really run a couple of the plays that they have over and over again and just run them until they work. And so for us, it's just about staying within ourselves and making sure that we're going through our key reads so that we can shut Faribault down and kind of keep them from driving the ball too much on us and, you know, keep them behind the sticks.
And you guys have faced off against a lot of teams already in the first few games who like to pass the ball a lot. If you're going up against a team like Faribault that likes to be a little bit more one-dimensional, is that more of a relief to you as a coaching staff? Is your team, you think, more able on defense to go up against a team like that and match them well?
Well, I definitely think that a strength on our team is our defensive and offensive line. And so when a team comes in and they're running the ball a lot, you know, it kind of directly challenges those, you know, that group of student athletes to be able to, you know, kind of raise their game up a little bit. And so, it's a challenge for us as coaches to make sure that we aren't getting beat schematically and that we are, you know, sound defensively. But after we do that, you know, it's time for the guys to just go line up and play. And so we're excited that we can kind of use one of our strong suits to take down one of their strong suits as well. And so we're just kind of looking for the matchup to see what in-game adjustments we might need to make in order to make sure we come out on top.
I wanted to ask about an update on J.J. Owens. It seemed like he tweaked his back a little bit last Friday. Now, you said he'd probably be all right last weekend when we talked, but how has he been doing throughout the week?
Yeah, J.J. hasn't missed a practice all week, so he's good to go.
All right, good to hear. Now on defense, Faribault, what kind of stuff are they bringing out to you? Obviously, J.J. is going to be leaned on a lot, as he is every game. But what do you think you guys are going to be able to be successful with on the offensive side of the ball against what they're bringing defensively?
Yeah, I really think that we're going to be able to get the ball on the edge pretty easily against Faribault. You know, they're pretty stout up the middle with a couple of their defensive linemen who are pretty big. But then as we kind of look to the perimeter of their defense, I think we have some size and strength matchups both with our wide receivers on their corners and our running backs on their safeties. And so that's going to be the matchup that we really look to exploit and hope that we can pop J.J. for one or two big runs and have somebody else step up and make a play for us on the perimeter on Friday as well.
Well, that's got to be good news for you. I mean, you've said before that when J.J. gets to the outside, you want him to be able to score. But at the same time, other teams are able to see that as well when they look at your guys' film too. Do you feel like teams make an adjustment when they're looking at your guys' film tape to what you guys are doing on offense and maybe play more toward the edge?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's kind of where we just have to keep them accountable with the plays that we're running. You know, I feel very comfortable with our offensive line to be able to pound the ball up the middle if we have a numbers advantage in the box, or for us to be able to kind of lean on some more of those read plays, whether we're running our speed option or our inverted beer look on the outside, to be able to, you know, really keep the defense honest and not be able to load the box up or really keep guys strong on the perimeter. So we got a good balanced play call sheet that we've got to be able to utilize on Friday to make sure that we have solutions for any adjustments that Faribault makes.
Now, you guys also get back to section play this week as well against Faribault. And while it may not necessarily decide playoff seeding directly, the wins and losses against these section teams, is there any sort of a bigger weight that you as a coaching staff put on these kind of section games?
Well, it's been really frustrating in the past to be to not play a single section opponent in the regular season and then try to match our schedules up against some teams who maybe haven't had the most successful seasons. And so for us, it's just an opportunity for us to go out and make sure that we have a home playoff game. You know, and that's a big box for us to come and check off this week. I think if we, you know, we beat Red Wing week two, if we beat Faribault this week, you know, there's going to be two teams below us that would be, you know, coming into our house to play us during the playoffs. And that's a huge advantage that we want to make sure that we go out and we seal up on Friday night. On top of that, though, it's just about going out and executing and playing. You know, we're finding out a lot of information, and the season will change so much between now and the playoffs that we just kind of need to keep our level head and understand whichever way it goes, it doesn't, you know, it's not the best thing in the world if we win. It's not the worst thing in the world if we lose. We got to keep on improving each and every week from here on out.
Coach, I asked you before the season about where your teams are the strongest and the weakest at. As I talked to a lot of coaches at the beginning of the season, ask them those things. As you're getting into the middle weeks now and you've played three out of the eight games in the regular season, looking at bigger than just this Faribault game, where do you think your team needs to improve the most still?
Yeah, I think we really just need to shore up our tackling. You know, I think last week we had guys with opportunities to make plays, you know, 1 or 2 yards beyond the line of scrimmage against Mayo, and we didn't use our technique to be able to close the space and wrap the guy up and take him to the ground. We allowed them to gain some extra yardage. And so that's kind of the one thing that really screamed out to me from the Mayo tape, was that we just need to be able to tackle a little bit better. And so we've really identified that as something that we've worked on this week. Along with that just comes our linebackers just playing fast. I think week one against Winona, they did an amazing job and they made a lot of plays and they were very aggressive, and we kind of need to get our guys back to that level of play in order for us to be as successful as we possibly can.
Head coach Corey Black of Albert Lee Football getting ready to face off against Faribault Friday night right here on KATE. Coach, we're going to have Coach Benavides on the coach's corner on Saturday morning, and now that I know, I'm going to ask him about your game on the court too, so I'll give you a chance. Defend yourself. What's he going to tell me?
Probably that I'm the 6 foot guy who wrestled in high school and can't shoot a ball to save his life. So we'll see what he says.
Rebounder is the right word.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Hustler. That's all I got. I just
scrappy.
Got the hustle,
yeah. All right, Coach. Well, thanks again for coming on here. Coach Corey Black getting ready to face off against the Faribault Falcons on Friday night. Thanks again, Coach, for calling in. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, Nate. Go Tigers.